For 36 hours, a group of representatives from Anti-Poverty Network Southeast Queensland occupied a building on Lytton Road in protest of the amount of unoccupied homes in Brisbane that they believe should be used to house the homeless. This was also in a way protesting the widening of Lytton Road, which has received a lot of criticism from the local community. I spoke to Fergal McGovern, an organiser with the Anti-Poverty Network, yesterday morning about this occupation and what it means. What's this occupation about?
It's to raise issues of homelessness, and long and short, it's a war against homelessness and a war against empty properties. There's, last census data revealed there's 68,000 empty houses and 20,000 homeless people. 68,000 houses in Brisbane alone, 20,000 homeless people in all of Queensland. To me, that translates as no excuse for homelessness. And so, Anti-Poverty Network is declaring war on vacant properties and saying that, house the homeless. There's plenty of houses to go around.
And what does this represent as a movement combining with the widening of the Lytton Road project?
Yeah, well, it's about putting people before cars as well as putting people before dodgy developments. The council's spending $150 million on building a road that will do little to ease congestion. I think it's going to say 2 years of construction work is going to save 2 minutes travel time. It's basically about saying that the inhabitants of the city should have the right to determine how the city is shaped. And the Lytton Road people want public transport and we want more housing and We Fit for People. And we think that, the two issues complement each other.
So what's actually happening with this occupation?
So we've squatted a house and we're going to stay here as long as we can. And just to highlight, basically to push that demand, to say that we want, empty houses should be resumed by the council to turn them into community housing. And so we're just going to sit, we're sitting tight, basically, is a lot of what we're doing.
Have you had any direction from the Brisbane City Council?
No, we haven't had any. The police haven't turned up, the council haven't turned up. And they're doing demolition works on the house right beside us. So they're it seems like they're ignoring us and just working around us. Obviously, they're not going to ignore us forever. But so far, as of yet, we've had no contact with the council.
And what has their general response been with the Lytton Road project and also towards your push for more housing?
Well, I mean, I guess to the Lytton Road people, they're being completely ignored and completely sidelined. There's been an absolute lack of consultation, and particularly from Graham Quirk, the Lord Mayor, who's basically said he has the silent majority behind him. And I don't know. I think that's it's odd language to assume that, the lack of a no equals consent. Like, there's a lot of problems with that kind of assumption. So they've been sidelined. And in terms of the Anti-Poverty Network, well, we were formed from an action that Graham Quirk did when he moved homeless people from underneath a bridge, people who'd been camped out there and, moved on to nowhere, basically. So our feelings is that Graham Quirk, the Brisbane City Council have showed an absolute disregard to homelessness and to issues of poverty, putting basically property development before people.
Are there more occupations planned by the Anti-Poverty Network?
Oh yeah. We intend this to be ongoing. If we get kicked out, we'll start looking at other properties and where we can go to raise this again, to just keep pushing the issue that empty houses, homes are for people, not, and they shouldn't be let to rot. So we intend to keep fighting and keep making this issue, highlighting just how serious an issue this is. We're really hoping that this issue sparks off a culture of a squatting culture again as well. Like, we were talking to John O'Shree and he told us that something like this, like a public protracted political squat, hasn't been done in 20 years. And so, well, here we go. We hope we're opening up a new page and starting a new chapter of dissent and protest.
How has the Brisbane community responded so far?
Well, we think extremely positively. We've had people stopping by, giving us food. We've had numerous responses on personal Facebook pages and the public page, just expressing solidarity and people saying how happy they are and proud of what we're doing. We've had the Lytton Road, the community around Lytton Road, to the extent that they're able to, has been really welcoming, and we've been sure to be consultative with them to make sure that you know, that we're putting forth their issues as well as our own, like, and that it is like seen as complementing each other. But yeah, we've been received very positive reception.
And if people want to, how can they get involved with the Anti-Poverty Network?
Swing by the squat, come and hang out, send a message to the Facebook page. We do other work as well. Like, it's not just homelessness that we focus on, but also on welfare rights. And another thing we intend to start doing soon is doing welfare advocacy and that type of thing, and advocating for the disadvantaged. So send a message to the page, come by the squat, come by, get involved. Get people down at the squat is actually probably one of the most welcome things at the moment, because it's great having the extra company and seeing extra faces. So, yeah, people are more than welcome to come along.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to take Fergal up on his offer, because only hours after we spoke, the Brisbane City Council intervened and told them to vacate. They also informed them that they would call the police. I caught up with Fergal this morning to find out what happened. Essentially, what happened?
So, well, during the middle of the day, some council workers came over, two of them. They came up the stairs. We asked who they were. They told us who they were. They worked for the council. It was really bizarre, actually. They told us, oh, look, you can take this protest outside. You know, you're halting construction work. You know, demolition work. The people need to be able to get in the house. They can't do it with you there to be able to move it. And they said, you know, we can move on the street to do our protest or whatever. And we're like, no, we're not doing that. And said, you know, well, are you explicitly asking us to leave? And we did record this. We record this encounter. And they said, no, we're not explicitly asking you to leave. And it's like, okay, well, then we won't leave. And all right, well, we're going to get the police to come and talk to you. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so it was crazy because we were waiting for hours for the police to come. And it almost got to the point where we thought they weren't going to come. Anyway, they got us by surprise because about, probably would have been 7:30 or something, like when a couple of people involved in the squat had gone to, you know, had just gone off to go to the toilet, have a shower, that kind of thing. So there was only four of us at the house at the time. And it was funny too, because I was just about to go out to go and grab a battery pack from friend. Anyway, so I was just going out the back door when someone on the deck was just like, hey, Fergal, the cops are here. Anyway, so a black four-wheel drive pull up, and by the time I get to the deck, there's about 30 cops or so standing out in the front yard, and the council workers and the police are just like, hey, we want to come into the house to have a chat. We're like, oh, no, we'd rather have a conversation from the window. Anyway, like, no, we want to talk face-to-face. Oh, it's face-to-face, isn't it? Anyway, cops come up the stairs. They have, like, some drill bit. Basically dismantle the door, come in through the front door, and the council workers there, and they're like, okay, we're the owners of the property. We're asking you to leave. If you don't leave, we're going to arrest you. The police said, if you don't leave, you know, there'll be charges, blah, blah, blah. But if you do leave, there won't be. You know, given that there was only four of us at the time, the complete shock, we just thought, well, there's no use resisting arrest. May as well go. we basically left. There was no charges, no arrests. We got all our gear back, so in that kind of scenario, you know, things actually turned out pretty well, you know, like aside from the fact that we were told to leave. But, yeah, it could have gone a lot worse, basically. So anyway, we've left. But, you know, Anti-Poverty Network is still at war on empty property, so we'll strike again.
I passed the house that was being occupied this morning and found that the stairs to the house have been removed and removal of the roof is underway. The Anti-Poverty Network in Southeast Queensland do not seem dismayed at this, and in their words, they will continue to wage the war against homelessness. This is Jack McDonald reporting for 4ZZZ News.